Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm joined by development coach Casey Buckley. And Buck, thanks for some time as always. And we'll just start off by just explaining what your title is, the development coach, what that entails here at the team.
Yeah. So development coach kind of entails a lot of different pieces. A lot of the advanced report stuff leading into series on opposing teams that I'll kind of, you know, put that together, get it generated for our pitching coach, hitting coach, stuff like that. And then with my role, I work with the catcher specifically. So I'll do the defense with them and, you know, kind of help their development on that end.
I'll get into the catchers in just a moment. But in terms of that role, it seems like it's a jack of all trades kind of role here with this team, which has to feel pretty good to get involved in a bit of everything.
Absolutely. I think this year, more than anything, just a lot more exposure to different parts of the game, more on a fundamental level and, you know, X's and O's type thing. So it's cool to have your hands in different areas so that, you know, like you said, it's a job that entails a lot more than just one specific thing.
And then focusing on the catchers, you're a catching guy coming up. You got three catchers on this team currently, Rodriguez, Nalaya, and Ortega. How have you seen them really grow throughout the season? Obviously, Rodriguez just got here recently, but how have you seen these guys grow throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think progress on the field is one thing, and then progress as a person and as a leader is another. So more so than anything at these guys' level, just trying to develop their maturity and their knowledge for the game, how they can help when they're not hitting well, when they're not, you know, doing the physical traits on field, how they can make an impact on that end. So, you know, just trying to help them, you know, kind of gain progress day by day. And then also on the development side, just, you know, are we receiving it well? How are we looking on the bottom string? You know, just trying to help our pitchers any way we can, which ultimately is our job.
All those little details matter. It feels like the catcher kind of is involved in the game like no other position is.
Yeah. I mean, they're the one guy with the pitcher. They're in it every pitch. So they're the ones calling the game. There's a lot more than just catching and throwing a ball. It's a lot of mental, you know, strength that you have to have with knowing who's at the plate, who's hitting, and, you know, just there's a plethora.
Miguel Rodriguez mentioned he just came back recently. How important has his impact been since he's returned? He's obviously hitting the ball very well, but his defensive presence, too, to have a third catcher now on this team, how important has he been?
Oh, Miggy's been great. I mean, he's extremely talented player, even better person. He's come a long way. He obviously missed all of last year with the injury, so he's kind of making up ground, but he's came here, he's adjusted, he's mature, and, you know, he's taking care of business, and yeah, we're just trying to go day by day, stack days, and, you know, trying to get him moved up.
And with him here, you've consistently now have three catchers on this roster, because for the most part you're carrying two. That has to be a big plus too.
Yeah. I mean, just with you don't know what can happen in a baseball game, you know where you're going to be at, so having the extra guy here is huge, just with roster and implications and all of that. But yeah, all those guys, you feel comfortable with all three of them behind the plate.
Andres Nalaya, you're here with him last year. Didn't really get a whole lot of catching opportunities, but he's kind of taken it and run with it this year, really, no matter where he's been. How much have you seen him improve since really the start of last year to what he's doing now?
Yeah, I think the physicality of him, he came back this offseason a lot bigger, a lot stronger. So I think, you know, that's definitely helping on the offensive side, but also on the defensive side, just, you know, learning how we can move, just thinking about more of the game, kind of how I talked about before, just with pitch calling, help with the pitcher. But his physical traits are there, and, you know, it's just putting together every night.
Now, we're just about ready to start the second half of the year. How important is it for that refresh now for this team, considering how talented this team is? Because it feels like they are due for a good run of baseball here soon.
Yeah, you said it. It's a talented roster. You know, our lineup's deep, and our pitching is definitely doing their thing. And, you know, we're just trying to put together some good games leading up to the second half and trying to, you know, get off and running.
It seems like you're a bit involved with, like, the analytical aspect of this team and really this organization. How important is that part of the game? Because it seems like it's highly discussed, highly debated now, but how important is that analytical aspect for the game of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it different ways. You know, I think we use it as a helping aid. You know, we have to play the game of baseball first, and then we use these tools that, you know, are at our disposal to kind of hunker down and dig through the weeds a little bit more to, you know, really identify where we can improve, where we're doing a good job at. And it's nice having all of that stuff. It's not everything, but it definitely helps in the progress of development.
Well, Buck, we really appreciate the time, and let's have a good second half.
Let's do it.
Casey Buckley, development coach. We're back with more after this on the Showbirds Baseball Network.